about the LPGA, there's been a trend for some time now, the dominance of Korean golfers. That must be a surprise to you.
Oh, I've been fortunate to have, to me, one of the best players that I've ever seen, Stacey Kamanis. Of course, her daddy is Thai, as is Stacey, and the patience and the calmness of the Asian culture is just so suited to the game. In my eyes, they have, the government and so on has opened up the opportunity for these young ladies to play. I remember when Sari Park came out for the first time, I was gallering Melissa right behind her. And oh my goodness, as I said, they're very, very controlled that they have. It may sound boring to some people, but to me, it was just kind of magic. And I think that's one of the reasons. And as I say, their government has given them, as little kids, have sponsored their golf programs. And that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. So there's a mindset that the South Koreans have.
I just think Asians, I mean, look at their art. I admire that nationality so much. When you go on a golf course in Japan and you see a tree that's been tied to support it, it's not just tied, it's tied with macrame.
Mm.
Everything they do is so precise, and so it takes time and patience, and that golf is the same thing to me.
Yeah, that is interesting. I don't know if I pronounced her name right. Sari Park. Her success kind of sparked the boom in Korean women golfers.
My heavens, unbelievable. She is as revered as Elvis Presley was here, I guess. I mean, she is just total royalty as far as that country is concerned.
Wow. So then when you're at TU as a student and amateur, you're just entering tournaments. You could do that as an individual player, apparently, right?
Right. And then had an opportunity to go with a girlfriend of mine, a golfer from St. Louis. My dad always told me, he said, honey, we'll do everything in the world to help you play golf. Just remember that every time you touch a golf ball, it costs me 50 cents. Of course, now it's like a couple of dollars. But at that time, I thought, oh, my God. And so I really paid attention to practicing well and not goofing off. Every time I was around the golf ball, I worked hard at it. My family appreciated that and allowed me to go on a fantastic tour in Florida. We started in January. I'm trying to remember where we started. Seattle, Georgia, I think it was, and worked our way down through all these tournaments. Some of them were pro tournaments, and some of them were high-powered amateur tournaments. Down at one coast of Florida and up another. It was just incredible. We ended up playing in the North South at Pinehurst, North Carolina. My parents drove out to North Carolina to watch me play, and that's where I met Jim, my husband, at Pinehurst. The qualifying day was canceled because of sleet. It was just terrible weather. And we were all playing bridge the whole tournament. You know, we're all in the clubhouse playing bridge, and this good-looking guy comes around and talks to us, asks me where I was from, and I said, I'm from Oklahoma, Tulsa. And he said, ooh, you really live in the sticks. And I went, who in the hell is that? Later on, we were properly introduced and went out. I was playing golf during the day, went out on stage, and we loved to dance. He was a wonderful dancer. It was like we had taken lessons together. Well, I made it to the semifinals, and my legs just finally gave out on me. And I lost, but I also had my first hole-in-one there. My parents had just gotten there, and Jim walked up. He was there with seven other guys, from Erie, PA to get out of the snow and have a spring fling. That was the beginning of our romance, long distance. 2 years later, we got engaged and got married.
How about that? So because of too much dancing, you lost the tournament.
Exactly. It wasn't drinking. It was just dancing.
So how many holes in one do you remember you had in your career?
I've had eight.
Eight?
Uh-huh. That makes Melissa furious because she's had six, I think. She said, I got to have as many holes as my mom. All those things that golf allows you to have are those very special things that you do only by yourself.
Where was Jim from? Where was he born and raised?
Erie, Pennsylvania. As I said, we got married and moved there and lived there for 4.5 years, I guess. I have never seen so much snow in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget the experience of watching Lake Erie freeze. It's like jello. You know, these soft waves, and all of a sudden, one day you wake up, and it's not moving anymore. It was really something else. But I learned to ski and bobsled and all kinds of stuff.
But in the summer, you were golfing.
In the summer, I was golfing on a magnificent Donald Ross golf course. Just wonderful. We played at a great golf course in Erie.
What year did you get married?
Oh, gosh.
I have it here, 1959. Would that
Thank
be?
You. We were married for 47 years, and then I lost Jim in 2007. We had a great time. Lots of fun, lots of golf together. He helped me so much with the golf program. Just a heck of a time.
Yeah. How old was he when he died?
He was 75.
I remember seeing him around town. He sure was a good-looking guy. He was tall, I think, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's 6'3", and we just had so much fun together.
If you lived in Pennsylvania, then how did you decide to move back to Tulsa?
Well, Pennsylvania was going through this horrible recession and terrible union stuff. I'd never heard the word scab and that kind of stuff. And Tulsa was just doing great. And every time we'd come back to Tulsa for Christmas, the weather was great. We're playing golf. And then we go back to that snow. Kathy was born there. And I said, honey, it's prosperous out here. It's fun. And so we moved to Tulsa. Didn't regret it a bit.
What was Jim's profession?
He was an estate planner.